Born to broadcast, television news anchor, radio news anchor. This lady knows Lansing and is about to let you in on the latest. 1320 WILS presents Cheryl Fritz, your host for Fritz and Friends.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, along with producer Scott Eckersley on 1320 WILS. Welcome in on a Monday evening. We'll be your host for the next couple of hours through 7 o'clock. Joining me now on the phone is a longtime businessman and entrepreneur in the Lansing area, Larry Bass, who is president and CEO of Friedland Industries. Welcome, Larry.
Hi, Cheryl. How are you?
I'm well. You're coming to us not from Lansing tonight. Where are you?
I'm actually in Boyne City.
Enjoying a little away time.
Technology really is something, though, isn't it?
I'm loving it. And the fact that you have a great partner and a son back at Friedland Industries.
I do. Randy Rifkin, my partner, and Michael, and Christopher, and John Lancor, Marcy Lancor. Stacey Schultz, I've got a whole great crew down there.
Absolutely, and that allows you a little bit of away time, which I know you desperately need.
At least during the holidays, anyway.
Absolutely. I'm glad you're able to get away and enjoy the north. What's the snow situation up there?
Not bad, actually. The weather here is much more mild than it is on the East Coast.
That's for sure. That's for sure.
Right now it's about 29 degrees.
Oh, gosh, yeah. It's tropical.
Yeah,
absolutely tropical.
Balmy.
Well, first to give people a little background on Friedland Industries, and then to the point of why I wanted to talk with you today on some new things happening with train tracks and freight moving through Old Town. Recycling has been kind of a politically correct term to use these days, but you guys have been doing this for a very long time. Why don't you tell the folks what Friedland Industries is about?
Well, Friedland Industries is a full recycling and processing, scrap processing firm. The original company was begun actually on the same corner in 1886 and was started by David Friedland, who was my wife's grandfather.
Real history there.
Real history, right. And continued on through the years, and then my partner Randy and I reorganized, redesigned the company back in the early 1980s.
And redesigned it how?
In terms of the way we do business, in terms of moving forward into the next generation, and just brought ourselves into the next century.
Now, you talk about moving into the next century. It's more than just, you know, at some point I've heard people say, oh, it's a scrapyard. Boy, it's so much more than that. There's document recycling, plastics, there's everything.
Right. We process all types of ferrous and non-ferrous metals, all types of fiber products, some plastics, some electronic scrap, and everything that we handle gets made into something new.
That is amazing.
Right.
Now, pardon me?
Including, we also do document destruction,
which has become something very important that we've all come to realize in the last decade or so.
Correct. With the new HIPAA laws in terms of privacy and all that, we do work for a lot of companies. We actually shred hard drives from computers.
Now, that's something I didn't know.
Yeah.
That's very interesting. Yeah. Now, the reason particularly that I wanted to speak with you this evening is in relation to some tracks that go through Old Town, north and south, through
right.
Old Town, are going to be coming by your facility and enable you to do what? What exactly is happening with the train tracks there?
Well, the tracks, first of all, have never really been abandoned. The story, I think, in the City Pulse talked about them coming back alive, and that's very true. But the tracks themselves were never abandoned. It's always been a live line. We haven't used the line in about 7 or 8 years. So we haven't shipped by rail during that time. Right now, we have the possibility of shipping by rail from our facility in Lansing to just about anywhere in the country, directly from our track in North Lansing. And by doing so, truckloads, quantity-wise, of materials to different paper mills and or steel mills, as opposed to sending 3 or 4 different truckloads down the road.
So that's what you will be able to do once you're linked up with these folks.
Right. Well, once the I think it's Adrian and Blissfield Railroad.
Correct.
They're going to reactivate the track. They've got to do some repairs because people apparently have been parking on them for years, which really Again, it's always been an active track. That should never have happened, but unfortunately it did. So they've got some work to do on the track, and that'll begin sometime, sometime we hope before spring.
So this can offer you not only in convenience, but this can help you cut some costs, can't it, versus trucking?
What happens is the steel mills and paper mills have what they call contract rates with the railroad. And they're special rates. We can ship in a truck, for example, approximately 40 to 45,000 pounds of material. By rail, we can ship 150 to 200,000 pounds of material at one time, saving a huge amount of energy.
Absolutely. Wow. When do you anticipate being able to use this rail line again in the capacity of shipping around the country?
Well, it's going to depend on the railroad schedule as far as the repairs that they have to make. And then it'll depend on contracts that we're going to enter into this coming year with the various consumers that we supply. So there's no set date, but it will happen sometime in 2011.
Well, Friedland Industries has always been quite active in Old Town area, the whole Lansing community. You yourself serving as chair of the board at Sparrow Health System.
Oh, for a long time, yes.
Absolutely. So being community-minded is not something new for you or for the company. Scrap Fest is huge, and I understand you're coming up on the third year of Scrap Fest, if we could hear a little about that.
We are. It's something that was created by David Such. I don't know if you're familiar. Yeah, I know you're familiar with Such Video. I'm sure you know David. It was his brainchild, but he got together with my wife, Lori, and my daughter, Lisa, and others, and created the actual event. So once a year in the summertime, it's in conjunction. In the last 2 years, it's been in conjunction with their festival, North Old Town's festival, The Moon and the Sun. On a Saturday, we actually allow, last year they had 16 teams come in and of artists. 16 teams came in and picked up to 500 pounds of scrap materials that they then had 2 weeks to make into an art piece. The art pieces are then displayed during Scrap Fest at the festival of the Moon and the Sun, and winners made gained prizes, and it was a great time, great event. It got huge this last year, and I think right now they're talking about whether or not to limit it to a certain number of teams because it gets way too cumbersome.
That's when you know an event is successful, when you're talking now about limiting it instead of opening it even wider.
Yeah, well, we really like to expand it, but it gets to the point where you can't have that many people picking through the piles at the same time. So.
I love it.
We want it to be safe.
I'm getting a visual here that's really kind of fun. And the sculptures, when they were done, were absolutely incredible. I mean, people's imaginations have no limits.
It's unbelievable, the talent that some of these people have. And the teams, they're so excited about it. One of the most exciting things for me is to watch them on the scale. If they go overweight, over the 500 pounds, you could see their brains working as to what they're going to pull out.
You have to love that creative spirit. You have a lot of other events that go on. One I heard about recently was Document Destruction Day, kind of near tax time.
We do that right. We do that right after tax day, after April 15th. We do it every year for the community at large. Last year we had, I think, almost 300 cars and/or pickup trucks that came by with documents, and they can actually come into the plant and watch them being destroyed right in front of their eyes. So.
Yeah, you do open the plant up safely, I might add, to tours through LCC and folks in the public, which is really generous.
Well, we give classes, actually, for LCC and MSU. What we try to do is we try to teach the classes that come through the economic side of recycling. We're actually in the commodities business. So everything that we buy and sell is based on what's a worldwide commodity market. The difference between ourselves and the traders on the floor, for example, is that we physically take delivery of the products, we process them, and then are able to ship them off. And like I said earlier, ultimately everything is made into something new. There's really virtually no waste that goes out of our plant. By using recycled scrap material, you save 76% the energy it takes to make new steel out of iron ore or virgin material.
It's amazing. And like I said, this is not new to you folks. You've been doing this for a long time.
No, we've been making, you know, it used to, crack me up in the 80s when I'd walk through Myers and see the green aisles. All of a sudden, all these paper products were green because they were made out of recycled fiber content. Well, we were doing that for years prior to that.
Absolutely. Way ahead of your time. Be a tourist in your own town. You're also involved in that as well.
We are. We try to be a good corporate citizen, and we're involved with just about everything that the community asks us to be. And I know we're a good neighbor to our old town neighbor folks, and I'm sure that a little bit of train traffic won't upset them.
Well, no, so. and it's a very light schedule according to
It'll be a light schedule, probably a few times a month. Certainly no more than once a day, because the railroad schedule itself won't be able to handle more than that.
Certainly,
it's only going to be from our line to the from Friedland's line to the main line, is about 3 or 4 blocks.
Sure.
So what's going to happen? There'll be 2 to 4 cars maybe coming down that line at virtually a walking speed. It's not going to be lumbering down, and they'll just be placing tracks on our line for us to load. And then when they're loaded, they'll pick them up, and again at a very slow speed, they'll go out to the main line and connect to the train, and it'll go off to wherever it's being sent to.
Well, very good. Larry Brass, President and CEO of Friedland Industries, I thank you for joining us from a little away time in northern Michigan, and look forward to what comes from Friedland in the future. Always a very good neighbor in North Lansing area. I thank you for joining me, Larry.
Well, Cheryl, thanks for having me, and good luck with your new show. Sounds great.
Oh, thanks so much. Have a good evening.
You too. Talk to you soon.
Thanks. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS.